The email he sent said, "I wish that I was born somebody else." I am convinced he actually left Steepleton, and his intention was to become somebody else. Not just anybody else, but a person with the traits he admired in each of the people he mentioned in his note. I don't know what all those traits are, but I know who those people are. And since I feel like I connected so well with Creed that night on the rocks, I'm banking on my own intuition. I found a website that you can join for a monthly fee, and it will look up any name you submit and send you the email addresses that correspond with that name. I've looked up Tori Arrington. I tried Alex Healy. I tried Mike Adams. There were 10 names in Creed's email, and there's 100 ways to mix them up before you start spelling them funky and stuff like that. It's like pulling needles out of a haystack. But I still send out one or two copies of this story a week. I'll pull some name combination like that out of my hat, check that name search website, and send the story to any email address that corresponds with the name I dug up. I have gotten a lot of replies. None of the signees ever claims to be Creed or to know Creed. It amazes me that some people actually read through the whole thing. I keep up my hope, though some weeks it feels like a habit. I do get my up weeks. Then, if I'm not convinced I'll ever find him, I am convinced that the search is fun. During those weeks, I'll even post some award to my website, which I call In Search of Christopher Creed. I even scanned in his picture from the freshman high school yearbook with mine alongside it. Here are some of my awards. 1. Most flattering reply to my story about Chris Creed. Dear Tori, your writing is very sensuous and tenderly glazed with the passion of ocean breezes. If I had a candle and you, I would dance naked to Titanic while you read passages of this poetic journey from sweet youth to robust manhood. Open your sweet arms to me, my poet. Love, Tori J. Healy. J stands for Jane. 2. Most insulting reply to my story about Chris Creed. Dear Mr. Adams, I am not the person for whom you are searching. You are not a man yet, though you may think you are by virtue of the fact that you actually wrote down a couple hundred pages of magnificent twaddle. The fact you failed to capture was the pain of the Creed mother and father, but being that you're just a boy, you could not understand the agony of parents who lose a child. Parents are not perfect. And perhaps when you mature, you will rewrite your piece to the effect that you understand the Creed family's grief. I, too, came from a poor background. I, too, was in the military. The military provided the first secure situation in my life. I, too, raise my children with structure and discipline and the spirit of the military. My children are very well adjusted and don't wear long hair. Unlike you. Signed, Alex Healy. 3. Reply most likely to be from Chris Creed in disguise. Dear Tori, while your story fares somewhat intriguing, you have split over 200 verbs from their modifiers and started as many sentences with a preposition. Use your spell checker and/or stick to songwriting. Michael Alex Adams.